Nuestro sufrimiento en esta vida tiene valor. Eso es lo que aprendemos de la parábola presentada en nuestro Evangelio de este domingo. Jesús nos habla a los fariseos acerca de dos personas. Un hombre rico sin nombre y un hombre pobre llamado Lázaro. El rico vive una vida cómoda. Come bien, viste las mejores ropas, hace que otros le sirvan. Lázaro, por lo contrario, come las sobras de las mesas y hace los perros vengan a llamarle las llagas. Lázaro sufre mucho en su vida en la tierra. Entonces, cuando ambos hombres mueren, el rico sufre un gran tormento y llama a Lázaro para que venga a refrescarlo. Por el contrario, Lázaro para sentado junto a Abraham. Los papeles se invierten. El rico sufre y Lázaro está en la comodidad. No es que Dios odie a los ricos o que nunca quiere que estemos cómodos. Pero el sufrimiento que experimentamos en esta vida nos purifica, nos acerca a Jesús. Podemos unir ese sufrimiento que experimentamos a su cruz. El sufrimiento aumenta nuestra dependencia de Dios. Nos vemos dependientes de nosotros mismos. Cuanto más poseemos en esta vida, mayor es la tentación de ver la necesidad de depender menos de Dios. Eso es lo que la parábola está tratando de enseñarnos. El hombre rico vivía con gran comodidad y no confiaba en Dios. Lázaro dependía de Dios. Esto hizo grande recompensa para Lázaro en la otra vida. Todos sufrimos. Algunas personas sufren más que otras. Muchos de ustedes en esta misa tuvieron que pasar por dificultades difíciles en su vida. Por ejemplo, venir a los Estados Unidos, aprender un nuevo idioma y cultura, mantener a sus familias y enfrentar circunstancias difíciles. Algunos de ustedes pueden haber enfrentado problemas de salud en sus vidas. Ese sufrimiento no pasará desapercibido para el Señor. Si unimos ese sufrimiento a la cruz del Señor, especialmente en el santo sacrificio de la misa, puede volverse fructífero en la próxima vida. Cuando morimos, hay tres estados en los que podemos entrar, y el cielo, el infierno y el purgatorio. Si vamos al purgatorio, entramos en un lugar donde podemos ser purificados de las cosas que nos llevamos de esta vida para que podamos encontrarnos mejor con Dios en el cielo. Piense en ello como lavarse las manos antes de comer. En esta vida, cuando sufrimos, podemos tomarnos un tiempo libre de purgatorio porque estamos enfrentando ese sufrimiento aquí. También debemos orar por todas las almas santas del purgatorio porque no pueden orar por sí mismas. Muchos de ustedes rezan rosarios, novenas, devociones por los difuntos, que es una gran manera de hacer esto. Our suffering in this life has value, and that's what we learn from the parable presented to us in our gospel for this Sunday. Jesus tells the Pharisees about two different people in this parable. The first is an unnamed rich man, and the second is a poor man named Lazarus. The rich man lives a very comfortable life. He eats well, he wears the finest clothes, he has others who serve him. And by contrast, Lazarus eats the scraps from the tables, and his dogs come to lick his sores. Lazarus suffers greatly in this life on earth. But then when both men die, the rich man suffers great torment, and he calls on Lazarus to come cool him off. And by contrast, Lazarus is sitting by Abraham. The roles are reversed. The rich man is suffering in the next life, and Lazarus is in comfort. Now, it's not that God hates the rich and that he never wants us to be comfortable, especially in this life, but the suffering we experience in this life, it purifies us. It draws us closer to Jesus. And we can unite that suffering that we have to his cross. His suffering, it increases our dependence on God. We become less reliant on ourselves when we suffer. The more that we possess in this life, unfortunately, the greater temptation it is for us to run or rely less on God. And that is what this parable is trying to teach us. The rich man lived in great comfort, and he probably didn't rely on God as much in his life. But Lazarus was dependent on God, and this made the reward for Lazarus much greater in the next life. Now, all of us suffer. Everyone in this church suffers. Some suffer more than others. And many of you at this Mass have had to undergo difficult hardships in your life, coming to the United States, maybe learning a new language or a new culture, often trying to provide for your families, facing very difficult circumstances. Some of you may have health issues in your life, more persistent than others. Some of you may have struggles in school or at work or things that may be difficult for you. And that suffering, it doesn't go unnoticed by the Lord. If we unite that suffering to his cross, especially in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where we present the sacrifice of the cross at every Mass, it can become more fruitful for the next life. When we die, there are three states that we can enter: heaven, hell, and purgatory. And if we go to purgatory, which purgatory is a little misunderstood, I think, oftentimes, we enter a place where we can be purified of the things that we take with us from this life, things that we hold on to. And we are purified, in a sense, so we can better encounter God in heaven. Think of it like before you eat a meal. Oftentimes you'll wash your hands before you do that to purify yourself. It's the same thing that happens in purgatory. In this life, when we suffer, we take time off of purgatory because we are encountering that suffering here. And we also have the ability to pray for the holy souls in purgatory because they can't pray for themselves. They need our prayers. They need our help. And many of you probably already pray rosaries, novenas, devotions for the dead. And one of the best things that you can do is have a Mass said for somebody. All of these things can help the souls in purgatory. And they also help us unite our suffering to the Lord. The Lord desires for us to be pure. And we're never, unfortunately, going to be perfect in this life. But the sufferings that we encounter, that we endure, they can draw us closer to the Lord, and that, more than anything, can give us great comfort. El Señor desea que seamos puros, nunca seremos perfectos en esta vida, y los sufrimientos que soportamos pueden acercarnos al Señor. Y eso, más que nada, nos puede dar un gran consuelo.